Right now it's time for the ADT Championship Spotlight segment, the premier event of the LPGA Tour coming up just 1 month from today. Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. For advanced tickets, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX. Or log on to ADTChampionship.com. And joining us now on the line is a very good friend of the program, Championship Director Duffy House. Duffy, good morning to you, buddy. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes.
Thanks for having me, Russ.
Well, you got some great news last week with Morgan Pressel breaking through for her first victory of the year out in Hawaii at Kapalua. She jumped all the way up from 25th in the point standings on the second half to 6th. She is almost assured, I mean pretty much assured, there's only three tournaments left on the year before the ADT. This week in China, next week in Japan, and then 2 weeks from now the Lorena Ochoa Invitational in Mexico. So with just three tournaments left on the schedule before the ADT, Morgan Pressel is pretty much assured of being in that 32 woman field. How excited are you guys to have the Boca Raton local girl there?
We're extremely excited. She hasn't had a very good year, as most people know. She struggled with her game. I think she's made a few swing changes, so it's good to see her actually put some things together and finish up the year strong. And as you know, with the point system, you don't have to play well, the entire, your body of work throughout the year has to be solid, but you can turn it on at the end and still make the tournament, and that's what I know a couple other players that are on the outside looking in are trying to do as well.
Yeah, as far as the point system goes, second half points look like this. Christy Kerr is one, Angela Park two, Hee-Won Han is there, Angela Stanford, we just mentioned Morgan Pressel, Nicole Castrale also in the top 11, as with Aimi Azzotto. So those are some of the names that are looking like they'll get into the field based on their second half points. And of course, we already know based on either automatic wins in automatic qualifier events or first half points, names like Lorena Ochoa, Annika Sorenstam, Paula Kramer, Yanni Tseng are in, Zhong Zhang, Sean Wally, Kari Webb, the Boynton Beach resident, another local name, Suzanne Pedersen, Maria Yorth, Karen Stupples, Laura Diaz, Inbee Park, Catherine Hall. Those are some names that are already in the field. It's looking like it's going to be a stellar 32 women that are teeing it up at Trump in a month from now.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Like to have Natalie playing a little bit better this year, but can't have it all, but unfortunately. But we've got a great field, as you mentioned. There's a lot of focus on it being Annika's last event of her career in the U.S. The media attention has stepped up significantly, and consequently our ticket sales have been great because of that. So we've been very fortunate this year, but the bottom line is we have the top 32 players in the world for this year. It's at Trump International, like you mentioned. You have Donald out here hosting everyone, wandering around talking to the fans. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
You're listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans with you. It's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. For tickets, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX. Or log on to ADTChampionship.com, and we'll be giving away pairs of ADT Trump Terrace premium-level tickets at the end of this segment, so stay tuned for that. Championship Director Duffy House joining us here on the line. And Duffy, this will be the third year of the revamped format where you have the successive cutdowns, cutting down from 32 to 16 after Friday's second round, then you cut that number in half again after Saturday's third round, and then eight women on Sunday teeing it up for the $1 million first place prize. So we've gotten kind of used to the format. Are there any tweaks to either the format or the course for the 08 event? Kind of any changes that we should know about?
No major changes. I think you were out there recently. You got a chance to see the course. I mean, the course, from what I haven't been out there, the superintendent told me it's the best shape it's ever been in at this time of year. So we're looking forward to having the best course possible for the women when they come into town. No major changes over the summer, but the format is going to be the same as it was last year. With the if we could duplicate the drama that we had last year with I believe five of the players playing off for a couple spots on Friday, another playoff with three players, three top players trying to get into the final eight on Sunday, and then we had the draw, the selection where the players actually get to pick the place the place that they want to tee off the next day, and consequently the player that they want to tee off with It just didn't get much more exciting than that last year, and it makes for great viewing.
Yeah, it was awesome. Final round Sunday coming down the stretch. The final pairing was Lorena Ochoa and Natalie Gulbis, and Ochoa went to 18 with a one-stroke lead. Her drive kind of found the rough. She was in a little bit of trouble, but she hit an unbelievable approach shot, stuck it to about 4 feet, made the birdie putt, ended up winning by 2 strokes over Gulbis. So when you talk about drama, you had all you could handle last year for the 07 event, and of course hoping that the drama will be just as great for the 08 event. So, you know, if the format works, why change it? That's definitely makes sense to me. But in regards to tickets, what can fans expect? I mean, how many different options do they have for tickets, premium level tickets, general admission, and then, you know, different areas and viewing sites on the course?
Right. We really backed it down to just a straight any day pass that gives fans an option. Last year we did a Sunday specific pass. If a fan buys a package and it includes 4 tickets, if they wanted to come out on Sunday, all four tickets on Sunday, they can do that. If they want to spread it out, they can do that as well. The preferred ticket packages that we're offering right now, which I should mention should be for a limited time for the next couple weeks. I believe we're going to cut it off when we get a little bit closer. Include free parking, 20% merchandise discount. Complimentary. So those are some added value pieces. We're including players on the back of the tickets again this year. We have the same commemorative type ticket we did last year. If you go online or purchase through our office, a player upgrade pass this year, what we've done is if you have that player on the back of your pass, we've included some preferred seating areas around 18. Autograph areas and viewing areas at a couple of places around the course. So we've tweaked that a little bit, but from what patrons remember from last year. But you know, same ADT Championship, beautiful golf course. No reason why they shouldn't come out.
All right, nice. If you act in the next few weeks, free parking and 20% off merchandise at the tournament. If you purchase your ADT Championship tickets in the next couple of weeks, you can do that two ways. Go online, ADTChampionship.com, or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That number is 888-LPGA-TIX. Or, of course, you can go online, ADTChampionship.com. Championship Director Duffy House has been our guest here during the ADT Championship Spotlight segment. Duffy, thanks so much for the time, and we will see you in just about a month.
Talk to you again soon. Thanks for having me, Russ.
All right, there he is, Duffy House, Tournament Director for the ADT Championship, joining us here on the show, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.